This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1375. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 26th, shortwave from Italy closing down, and Monaco too. New frequencies from Ukraine, Iran, India. Digital medium wave at night. Future plans from Costa Rica, Ecuador, Peru, St. Helena, Biafra, Pakistan. Japan's reduced English. Astounding medium wave DX and the propagation outlook. If you're listening to a station which chopped off our opening, I repeat, this is World of Radio 1375. WBCQ advises us that there's a new time for our broadcast on 7415. We've been Wednesday at 2200 UT for a long time, but now the time is Thursday at 2330 UT. That's 25 and a half hours later, Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Please make note, and we hope you have better reception since we're closer to darkness at this new time. In DSWCI DX Window, Luigi Cobizzi in Italy points out that on September 27th, the Santa Maria di Galleria Shortwave Center of Vatican Radio celebrates its 50th anniversary. We have much less pleasant news from elsewhere in Italy. There have been rumors for months that the shortwave service of Rai would be closing down, and now it seems certain that is happening on 30 September. Andy Lavendel in Italy says, according to the local workers' union, Libersind, Rai International was going to lay off 17 employees and 28 translators as the likely consequence to closing down the shortwave services. We have a long item on this in Italian, but here's a summary in English. They say, for our English friends, according to the Broadcasting Sector Workers Union, a delegation of representatives and other organizations met with the Italian government for a briefing on the imminent close down of Rai International shortwave services. They were initiated in the 1930s. Apparently, September 30th is Rai's final day on shortwave. Meanwhile, we've had reports that some of the scheduled language broadcasts have been missing or filled with music. For example, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, BCDX, says in mid-September there were no broadcasts in Turkish, Greek, and Bulgarian as scheduled, although a Russian service was heard. And Liz Cameron in Michigan says she heard the Somali service loud and clear on September 21st. On September 22nd, Media Network had another story about this by David De Jong. The Italian media news service, Newsly.net, says the broadcasting center of Rome at Prato Smeraldo received orders to shut down as of 30 September. There have been radio broadcasts of Rai International in 26 languages on shortwave, satellite, and internet. 60 editorial staff are involved on the production side. Their future is uncertain, as is that of Rai International. The decision to shut down shortwave is a consequence of the new contract made between the Italian government and public broadcaster Rai and its international department, Rai International. It's unclear whether some broadcasts might continue on satellite and internet. Until then, one broadcast I often listen to and can easily hear starts at 1400 UT on 17780 in Italian to North America. And as Kim Andrew Elliott points out, the only English broadcast in North America has been at midnight 55 to 0115 UT on 11800. On his blog, he makes some comments that I might have made, but he beat me to them. He says, goodbye to Rai Shortwave. For all its quirkiness, I will miss the shortwave service. The English transmission always consisted of 10 minutes of news in past decades read by a tired-sounding older lady. That would be followed by 10 minutes of music with no announcements. Over the years, that music segment was given nonsensical placeholder names such as Free Parking. I was on the mailing list for the Rai Shortwave Schedule publication, lavishly illustrated in color, and as elaborate as the actual broadcast was austere. Yes, I think we all have mixed feelings about this. The shortwave service was certainly not among the top 10. Back to the Media Network blog for some more comments. Jonathan Marks says, has anyone listened to Ryan English or many of the other languages? It's a bad translated, poorly presented news bulletin, plus some music thrown onto the wireless. They clearly gave up decades ago, and now Riot or National Radio will enter a new era, history. I'm just surprised it has lasted as long as it has. Lou Joseph says it really was the worst Western broadcaster. The music selection was pure junk, and the newscasts showed how not to read. The reception was always good, though, even though the content smelled. Sorry to lose another HF broadcaster. As an aside, we're wondering whether the Notturno Italiano service will also be going off the air. It's under RISE International Service, even though it's on medium wave and one shortwave frequency, 6060. It has been including some brief newscasts in several languages, including English. I mentioned that Monaco would also be closing shortwave. This may come as a surprise because you may have thought there hasn't been any shortwave from Monaco for quite a while. Strictly speaking, if you're hearing Transworld Radio or anything else attributed to Monaco, it's actually transmitted from somewhere else, such as Albania. However, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, there has been one actual shortwave transmission coming from the soil of Monaco itself and not across the border in France, and that's the Maritime Communications Station 3AC. But that, too, is destined to close down at the end of the year. According to a Monaco newspaper quoted by Francesco Cecconi in Italy, Noticias DX, and also by Andrea Borgnino in Italy in BCL News, they have been broadcasting, for example, a meteorological bulletin on 4363 and 8728 kilohertz in French and English at local time. That would currently be UT plus 2, 9 hours 30, 1403, and 1930. And from Klingenfuss, BCDX gives some of their other frequencies you might want to look for on higher bands, although I'm not sure how much voice is involved, 13146 and 152, 16822, 17260, and 17323. The programming keeps changing on the medium wave transmitters connected with Monaco, although they're actually over the border in France. Stefano Valianti in Italy says 702 kHz is now heard carrying China Radio International as of September 26th. He says in the medium wave circle, at 14 UT they were going from Chinese into Italian. I'm afraid the information about Radio Ukraine International we had on our last program 1374 2 weeks ago turned out to be incorrect. They did plan, as of last spring, to make the frequency changes we mentioned, but they abandoned that and instead made some other changes as of September 20th. Bottom line is, for North American English, they have remained on 7440 at midnight and 03UT. This is according to Alex Yegorov of RUI and RustyX via BCDX. The other transmissions in English, all intended for Europe, should now be found as follows. At 05 and 07 on 7420, at 11 on 9950, at 19 on 7490, and at 21 on 5840. It's been several months since we've seen the log of one of the rarest shortwave stations in the world, Kalaallit Nunaata Radio in Greenland, low-powered USB on 3815. Maritz van Driessen in Belgium, though, reports it to the Benelux DX list at 2008 UT on September 11th. As far as we know, the schedule remains quite brief and in the summer mostly in daylight, 2000 to 2115 UT more or less. But as fall and winter come on, our chances for hearing it in North America increase slightly. Originally from Seychelles, FIBA now has an extensive schedule of broadcasts via a variety of other transmitter sites, and a new schedule has just come through from DX Mix News in Bulgaria. I spotted one transmission of particular interest since it's a new site as far as they are concerned, Sackville, Canada. 11985 is now on their schedule, but Thursday and Friday only, from 21:45 to 22:15. And it's in the Hassinya language to West Africa. We assume that is the dialect of Arabic spoken in Western Sahara, otherwise known as Hassaniya. We have a number of reports of problems with the Sackville transmitters being slightly off frequency. Or it could be only one particular transmitter, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, measured it varying around 6144.94 for the China Radio International English broadcast at 2300. And Terry Kruger in Florida found another CRI relay at 1045 UT on, well, varying from 6039.48 to 6039.93, and then into Chinese at 1100. Furthermore, the Radio Nederland Dutch transmission relayed from Sackville on 9525 is reported by Ralph Brandy in New Jersey, NASFA Flashsheet, on exactly half that frequency, 4762.5, September 10th at 2340. Domestically in Canada, we notice that CBC Radio has started some catchphrases with each of its major cities with IDs, which aren't going over very well, I judge from certain blogs. For example, we hear, everything Edmonton, so Nova Scotia, completely Calgary, and totally Toronto. If you hear a U.S. shortwave station on 7665, here's the explanation. Damon Cassell first heard WHRI there. And then it was also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania at 0110 UT. It's a leapfrog spur. They have two transmitters going at the same time on 7315 and 7490. So they're putting out this spur, 175 kilohertz further up the band, which means there could also be another one on the opposite side, not yet reported, on 7140. To the dismay of medium wave listeners, not just DXers, as we mentioned last time, iBotch at night has been underway since September 14th. That is, U.S. stations are allowed to operate digital, not only in the daytime, but at night, and several of them have. The situation is especially bad in the east or the northeast, where stations on 700, 710, and 720 are all doing it. There are more in the 1000s, such as WHO 1040, and in the 1100s, and WOAI 1200, among many others. So this puts a digital buzz plus and minus 10 kilohertz from their nominal frequency. Actually, it's a bit more than 10 kilohertz if you tune carefully. There have been a great deal of comments about this on the medium wave lists, almost all of them totally negative. For example, Mark Connolly near Boston says on the NRC list, here's the definition of a real advance in the art and science of radio in general and DX in specific. Getting a few seconds of audio in HD on a lucky fade every few minutes from a 50 kilowatt short skip station that would have been crystal clear and room-filling entertainment quality in regular AM, even on old five-tube radios. Stuff we heard on crystal sets as kids will require beverages or a four-square array in a salt marsh just to get enough signal. New York City, heard from Boston, will become real DX in a similar difficulty range as getting UAE or Djibouti now. Hearing Philadelphia will be like getting India, Baltimore like Japan. He's referring to the fact that although iBotch transmission causes a great deal of interference on adjacent channels, actually hearing an iBotch digital transmission is very difficult. To get enough signal, you need to be quite close to the transmitter. We've also been wondering if iBotch would cause interference outside the U.S. It certainly does. Here's a report from Martin A. Hall, an ace DXer in Scotland. iBotch noted causing interference at times on these frequencies, 1000, 1040, 1070, and 1190. We're in the midst of the 1375th consecutive World of Radio. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. You can read much more about the stories we mention in our archive of DX Listening Digests via worldofradio.org. Standard disclaimer, our thanks this equinox for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. Chaz Lambrusco happened to catch the Sunday morning service September 23rd by Pastor Melissa Scott. She said she'd paid a surprise visit to the Costa Rica shortwave transmitters, TIRWR, met with the management. And, paraphrasing what she said on a video clip, the shortwave facilities are running out of replacement parts, the implication being that shortwave would be phased out rather than replaced or repaired. However, she said, the towers in Costa Rica can still be used for something else, and if we are smart, we can figure out what that means. From Penn Live via Media Network, the Pennsylvania Air National Guard, 193rd Special Operations Wing, has retired Commando Solo No. 2, its 1963 aircraft, which operated as a flying radio and TV station over Haiti, Grenada, Afghanistan, Iraq, Panama, Bosnia, Kosovo, and other world hotspots. Last year it was replaced by Commando Solo No. 3. In a related development, the BBG annual report has an illustration of what is called Aeromarti. That's the new airplane that's used to broadcast TV and medium-wave Radio Marti to Cuba from somewhere in over the Florida Keys. However, I can't see any antennas hanging out of it. And Terry Kruger in Clearwater says he's not heard lately the formerly weekly broadcasts of Radio Marti on medium wave 530. They had been reliably Fridays at 2200. But the Cubans are still occupying the frequency just in case. In Panorama, Celio Romais in Brazil says he heard Radio Havana's weekly Esperanto broadcast Sunday at 1500 with an excellent signal on 15190. That's a new one to us. It had been on 11760 only. Not sure if it's instead of or in addition to. Jeff White of RMI says Radio Republica is canceling its transmissions via T-Systems in Germany after the September 28th and 29th broadcast due to funding cuts, they say. That had been weekdays at 23 to 04 UT on 5910. Well, that's good news for Colombia para Cristo. But how long will it take the Cuban jammers to catch on that there's nothing more to jam there? September 23rd or 24th had been published as the date that Venezuela would change its time zone back to UT minus 4.5 hours. There was a lot of confusion about it. Apparently, this was a decision taken abruptly by President Chavez without considering all the implications. In fact, on Alo Presidente, even he was confused about whether clocks were to be set forward or back half an hour. Well, Jose Elias Diaz-Gomez in Venezuela via Jose Miguel Romero in Spain informs us that the change has not taken place. It may still take place sometime in October or at the end of the year. By the way, the signal, even in Venezuela, from YVTO, the time signal on 5,000 kilohertz, is very weak. I've been looking for it lately to see if they had started announcing the time differently, but haven't been able to hear it. Kai Ludwig in Germany says a circular from HCJB's German section issued August 30th said they hope to continue transmissions from PIFO in Ecuador to Europe beyond the planned deadline. They were supposed to stop by the end of September to allow dismantling of the last remaining antenna. But now it appears the construction of the new Quito airport will be delayed by several months, so HCJB is negotiating with the airport operator how long they can delay dismantling their antenna. It may be possible to continue transmissions to Europe for a few more months. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports to DSWCI DX Window that a verification he received from Radio Vision, Chiclayo, Peru, 490.15, from the preacher who runs it, said they plan to increase power in approximately 15 days. That would be somewhere around the end of September, and they would like reports on the improved signal. Celio Romais in Brazil had been hearing Radio Cultura São Paulo on 9353 variable during most of August, but now he says it's no longer being heard there, nor on its nominal frequency, 9615, so that transmitter may be off the air altogether. We notice in old ILG listings that the azimuth for LRA 36 Antarctica, 15476, is shown as 180 degrees, meaning they're aiming at the South Pole. That seems unlikely. I thought they were aiming back toward Argentina to make their presence known. And it is, of course, audible to the north, not just to the south. In the X Listening Digest 7116, you'll find further discussion about this and links to a number of photographs of Esperanza Base, including the building housing the radio station. The sthelena.se website contains this brief but intriguing and welcome message. RSH latest news, to celebrate Radio St. Helena 40 years, a new Radio St. Helena Day will take place in December 2007. More on this later. One of the stations which has extended broadcast during Ramadan is Mauritania, with its big transmitter on 4845. Celero Mais in Brazil, Panorama, says he was hearing it at 0251 UT. That's in the middle of the local night. It's probably running 24 hours. I often hear it around 0600 with Quran, and lately with a weaker sidekick on 4835.6, which is Mali, also with Quran. We continue to hear Voice of Biafra International on its weekly broadcast via WHRI, Fridays at 2000 UT. On 15665, although Edward Kusilik in Alberta measured it off frequency, 15665.30. And in Media Network, Andy Sinnott says the coordinator of the station, Professor Edward Okparaji of Howard University in Washington, told the Nigerian Tribune it will soon begin to broadcast on a daily basis. So it will pay to check those hours and frequency on days other than Friday. Yet another delay in CVC adding more transmissions via Zambia instead of via Germany. Seems they've been extended month after month, the September 10th revision of the T-System schedule. Kai Ludwig says now shows these continuing through the remainder of the A07 season, at least until October 28th. Scheduled also via Alakesh Gupta and Rachel Bonn. These are the Vertactal site. 05 on 9430, 06 to 09 on 15640, 15 to 18 on 15715, and 18 to 21 on 13820. Monitoring the Ethiopian clandestines on 15260, Edward Kusilik in Alberta found that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, on Mondays only at 1600, contained nothing but Horn of Africa and local tribal dance music. No announcements at all, even though it ran late until 1704. And the other broadcast on Thursday the 20th, the Ethiopian People's Patriotic Front, ran from 1600 until 1709, alternating talk and Horn of Africa music. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has been looking for the Iranian clandestine Radio Zamaneh, but has not been hearing it. Despite several checks, it's scheduled at 17 to 21 via Ukraine on 6245. We're not sure if it's off the air or if they've changed schedule. Andy Sinnott says the director of Radio Zamaneh had been thinking of dropping shortwave. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is being reported on a new frequency, 3985. Dr. Peterson in Denmark had it September 19th into 20th between 2320 and 0125. He says it was in Farsi with an extraordinary Ramadan program of prayers. However, this station does not broadcast in Farsi as far as we know. This is on the standby schedule for their Arabic service extended during Ramadan. Also reported by Terry L. Kruger in Florida with continuous Quran, midnight 38 to 0114. Starting in DX Listening Digest 7113, we have a number of very welcome and useful contributions by a listener in Lahore, Pakistan, Aslam Javaid, about the Radio Pakistan shortwave and medium wave operations, as well as their transmitter sites. Among other things, he says that there's a program called Punjabi Darbar in the Punjabi language from Pakistan on 6:30 medium wave at 1330 to 14 UT. However, it's being jammed by India only during that half hour. And he says Radio Pakistan has decided to purchase two new shortwave transmitters of 100 kilowatts each to be installed at Karachi, replacing dysfunctional and obsolete shortwave transmitters. replying to an inquiry from Noel Green, who keeps up with Pakistani broadcasting matters. He says these will be used for the external and world services, relaying broadcasts from Islamabad. Karachi was chosen as the site because of its proximity to the Gulf, Middle East, and Africa. They're expected to be completely installed and operational in 2009. Alokesh Gupta tells us that All India Radio is making some changes September 26th. Notably, the Vivid Bharati service, far out of band on 10330, is moving to 9870 from the 500-kilowatt Bangalore transmitter site. In the meantime, they'd been broadcasting from Delhi instead on the 10 megahertz frequency. So here's the schedule on 9870, midnight 25 to 0435, 09 to 12, and 1245 to 1740. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica points out that the first broadcast is likely to collide with Austria to North America. In DX India, Joe's Jacob says, look out for special Ramadan broadcasts from Radio Kashmir Srinagar. Timings vary around 22:45 to midnight 20 on 4950. That is, they're on the air earlier in the morning than usual. On September 17th, Ola Alm in Sweden told us the current frequencies of supposed jamming against Sound of Hope, heard here, are 16525, 14420, 13970, 10300, and 7300. The first two are often changed, the others unchanged for a long time. 18180 and 9200, not recently heard. However, since then, I have heard them on 18180 around 1300. And by them, I mean the Firedrake jamming. No more hour-long English broadcasts from NHK World Radio Japan. Effective October 1st, the reduced schedule includes these Canadian relays to North America. Midnight to midnight 20 on 6145, 05 to 0530 on 6110, 12 to 1230 on 6120, and 14 to 1430, that's a new time for English, instead of Japanese on 11705. All of these on additional frequencies for other target areas, and the only other times for English remaining are at 09, 1310, and 2200. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports that daylight shifting time is running longer than before, starting already September 30th, lasting until April 6th. UT plus 13 in New Zealand, that means some domestic program relays on RNZI will be one UT hour earlier. There's been some excellent medium-wave DX lately. In Grafton, Wisconsin, Neil Kazaros, using his beverage on the ground antenna, picked up Grafton, New South Wales, Australia, 2NR on 738 kilohertz, September 9th at 1119 UT, as well as 2BL Sydney on 702. On a coastal DX expedition in South Africa, September 14th, John Plimmer pulled in his best catch yet at over 16 megameters, CFUN 1410, Vancouver, BC. September 20th at 11 UT, Ray Moore in Fort Myers, Florida, had carriers from Japan Transpolar on 747 and 693 kHz. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 25th, ANKNSE's peaking at 25 and 5 September 29th, 15 and 4 October 3rd. After that, down to 5 and 2. Solar flux only 67 or 68. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1375.